Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Yesterday at this time, we paid tribute to the late Bill Russell, who died last weekend. Another trailblazer passed away too, actress Nichelle Nichols at the age of 89 last Saturday. She began her career as a teenage supper club singer and dancer in Chicago, her hometown. She even performed at the Playboy Club in New York City while serving as an understudy to Diane Carroll in the Broadway musical No Strings. Nichols starred in several musical theater productions throughout the country in the 50s before appearing on television. Of course, Nichols would become well known as the originator of the iconic role of Lieutenant Uhura, bridge officer on Star Trek, the original series.
Captain, both amplitude and frequency modulation being used. I think I can pick up something visual. It's a news broadcast using a system I think they once called video.
Television was the colloquial term.
When Starfleet Officer Uhura graced the small screen for the first time on September 8, 1966, viewers were left in awe of a black woman on a major television show in a position of power as one of the top officers on an interstellar spaceship. In 2011, I had the opportunity to moderate a discussion with Nichols for PBS's Pioneer of Women in Television. She spoke about almost leaving the show for Broadway until a certain civil rights icon convinced her to stay. This is what she had to say.
In the first season, I'm going to be leaving the show because I have, and he said, you cannot do that. And I wanted to say, what are you talking about, Dr. King? A little boy was going to say that later. But I was dumbfounded, and he said, don't you understand? You have the first non-stereotypical role in television. What we see is how we're supposed to be. For the first time, the world sees us as we are supposed to be seen, as qualified, beautiful, intelligent people, and you're not a menial.
Nichelle Nichols continued the role of Lieutenant Uhura for another 2 seasons, 6 films, and has been the voice of the character in several animated shows and video games. Upon her death, many folks tweeted, including Stacey Abrams, Democratic nominee for governor, who shared one of her most treasured photos with Nichelle Nichols and wrote, Godspeed to Nichelle Nichols, champion, warrior, and tremendous actor. Her kindness and bravery lit the path for many. May she forever dwell among the stars. Our next guest is Jamie Broadnax. She joins today to talk about Nichelle Nichols' legacy. She is a self-proclaimed nerd. Love that. As well as the creator of an online publication and multimedia space for black women called Black Girl Nerds. Jamie also serves as the executive producer of the Black Girl Nerds podcast and is a member of the Critics Choice Association. Jamie, welcome to All of It. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you, Allison. I'm a fan of yours, so this is a treat.
Appreciate it. Listeners, we want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite moments of Nichelle Nichols playing Lieutenant Uhura? How has her career and legacy affected you? We want to hear your stories. Give us a call at 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC, or let us know on social media at All of It WNYC. So, Jimmy, you know, Star Trek premiered 56 years ago almost. Why do you think her portrayal of Uhura is still relevant today?
You know, it still resonates today because, first and foremost, there wasn't many black women that saw themselves reflected in genre TV. Star Trek was this sci-fi phenomenon, and we were very underrepresented, and there was really only Nichelle Nichols at that time. And then for today, with all of these great fan events like Comic-Con and all different types of conventions where you can dress up as a cosplayer, women look to, black women specifically, look to Uhura's costume and felt comfortable in their own skin because of what Nichelle brought to that role. So that's why it still resonates, because you can still cosplay as her, you can still, you know, represent and live on her legacy even today, decades later.
What did she bring to that character that was unique? What qualities were unique at that time and maybe even still?
I think the qualities are she was very sophisticated. She was a woman that was revered in her position. She was a lieutenant. In the films, she even went on to be promoted to commander. So she was in a very respectable and a very prominent type of position, being in that role. And that's something that was very significant for all of us as fans to see, a woman and a Black woman particularly, represented that way.
I love some of these tweets. NASA tweeted, "We celebrate the life of Nichelle Nichols, Star Trek actor, trailblazer, role model, who symbolized to so many what was possible. She partnered with us to recruit some of the first women and minority astronauts and inspire generations to reach for the stars." Viola Davis tweeted, "Rest in peace, Nichelle Nichols. You inspired whole generations of Black girls. Your beauty, grace, quiet intelligence, your presence was seen, felt, and received. Godspeed." Do you remember the first time you became aware of her?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I saw a few episodes of Star Trek, and I remember seeing her. And then I always remember the scene, too, in Boomerang 1992, where you see that interracial kiss that happens with Nichelle Nichols and William Shatner, with the scene with Eddie Murphy and Robin Givens as they're sleeping on the couch. So, yeah, I remember seeing her as a kid and just feeling like, wow, we can be seen in space, we can be represented in genre entertainment, and that was so refreshing.
Yeah, let's talk about that kiss. That kiss was a historical moment on television. For people who don't know what we're talking about, can you explain?
Yeah, it was the first time on a major television show that we saw an interracial kiss on television, and that was a big deal back then. Of course, now it's very commonplace and it's not a big deal. But back then, it was very controversial.
My guest is Jamie Broadnax of Black Girl Nerds. We are taking your call as well. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Are you a Trekkie? What are your favorite moments of Nichelle Nichols playing Lieutenant Uhura? How has her career or legacy impacted you? Tell us your stories. Give us a call. 212-433-9692. 212-433-WNYC. Or let us know via social media at All of It WNYC. We know Star Trek has enormous fandom. What kind of relationship did she have with Trekkies and with the Star Trek franchise throughout her life?
Well, Nichelle was very present at Comic-Con and several different conventions. So one of the beautiful things that I noticed shortly after the announcement of her passing was all of my friends on Facebook posting pictures that they took with her at the different conventions that mm-hmm. they went to throughout the years. So she was very engaged with the fandom and she welcomed it, you know, long into her years after doing the Star Trek franchise.
Yeah, I can remember from that event, it was about a decade ago, and she was so elegant still and so beautiful and so put together, and it was also very clear that her self-presentation was important to her and that she was aware that people were watching her and still looking at her at this point. And she also, you know, sometimes you've probably found this, you interview people and they've had a big starring role and that's, they kind of don't want to talk about that anymore. They want to talk what they're doing in their future. She right. was very willing and very ready to have conversations about her time on Star Trek.
Yeah, she was very open to just, again, the fans, the folks that just really were engaged in what Star Trek represented. And yeah, like you said, that's a great point. You know, there are some actors and entertainers that do a role that becomes very popular and they don't want to be known for that role anymore. And they're like, I want to move on. I want to be known for this, that. But Nichelle, I think she saw the value and she saw how important that role was for many of us in the fandom, and obviously the convincing of keeping that role from Martin Luther King Jr., where there was that moment where she was going to leave the show, that probably further helped her, you know, seal the idea of how much of an impact this show was having on so many people.
Let's take a call on line one. Ed is calling in from Manhattan. Hi, Ed. Thanks for calling All of It.
Sure.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Well, I remember seeing her in the original series on TV. I thought she had incredible dignity and presence and was such an important role model. I have seen some Black cultural commentators say, though, that even given that, the imagination of the creators still put her in a role that was sort of like a for better words, a phone receptionist or operator, something like that. I'm not sure I agree with it, but I'm curious to see what you all think.
That's very, very interesting point. What do you think about that? I hadn't really thought about it like that before.
Yeah, I never thought of that before either. I mean, I wasn't too deep into the Star Trek series, but I am aware of the films that happened afterward, and the creators around that were very instrumental in making sure that her character was promoted, and she went from lieutenant to commander, which is something that is not really mentioned when we're talking about Nichelle. She's always referred to as a lieutenant, but or Lieutenant Uhura. But she became, you know, even more prominent in her position. So I think that was something that was always respected among the creators, in my opinion.
My guest is Jamie Broadnax. She is the founder and CEO of Black Girl Nerds, executive producer of the Black Girl Nerds podcast. We're talking about the legacy of Nichelle Nichols and Lieutenant Uhura. Hillary Clinton tweeted, "If you can see it, you can be it. The saying goes, Nichelle Nichols gave millions of people the opportunity to see themselves on the frontiers of science and exploration, boldly expanding human understanding. Then she said, it inspired so many of us to reach for the stars. What a legacy." Other actors have taken on the role of Uhura. We had Zoe Saldana in J.J. Abrams' movie trilogy, Celia Rose Gooding in Star Trek Strange New Worlds. How have these actors paid tribute to the original, the originator of Uhura? Excuse me.
Yeah, well, we actually interviewed for Black Girl Nerds. We interviewed Celia Rose Gooding, and this was actually shortly before Ms. Nichols had passed. And she was just saying how she really felt connected to not only Nichelle's legacy, but she looked at it as like a musical note of just trying to bring harmony from that character into the role that she brings into Star Trek New Worlds. So it's always interesting to understand the perspective of the actors as they're, you know, crafting together this huge, you know, these are big shoes to fill, that role, and seeing how they plan to, you know, go into that landscape. So that was one thing that I was able to understand from that perspective.
Let's talk to Kalita on line one, calling in from Harlem. Hi, Kalita, you're on the air. Thank you so much for calling All of It.
Oh, my pleasure. I also follow Black Girl Nerds, just so you know.
Oh, awesome.
So I was one of those little kids that Dr. King was absolutely talking about. I couldn't watch Star Trek until the dishes were done, and, you know, it became a thing if my mom put him back in the oven, in the sink. No! So the last time she went did the tours, I dressed up in my uniform in my 60s, went all by myself to meet her, and the folks in line in front of me, I get caught in my spirit, and they totally set me up. So by the time it was my turn to take the picture, I walk in, she grabs my hand, looks me in the eye, and says, "I understand you're my fan." And I lost it. The picture had to be retouched because there are tears coming down my face. And when I came back out, they were all standing there applauding because they knew they had set me up. So
what a great memory.
Story.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That was terrific. Let's talk to Robert calling in from Ridgewood, New Jersey. Hi, Robert. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. Just wanted to say hi. And I did get a chance to meet her in her last couple of appearances over the years. And beautiful lady, gracious lady. And I also went to go see the new Elvis film. And in a portion of the film, they're shooting a scene at the NBC studios, a Christmas special. And Star Trek photos are hanging on the wall in the background. And if you look closely, they focus on Nichelle Nichols a lot. So this was kind of like her last big screen performance, if you want to call it that. So I went to IMDb, looked it up, and sure enough, I found out some tidbits that Elvis was also a huge Star Trek fan, and so is the director of the film, and so is Tom Hanks. So she kind of made one big final appearance on the big screen this year as a huge persona.
What a great observation. Robert, thank you so much for calling in to share that. Jamie, we only have about 35, 45 seconds left. Is there anything else you wanted to say about Nichelle Nichols and Lieutenant Uhura before we wrap?
I just wanted to add that, you know, she brought such a great legacy to that show, and that the spirit of Nichelle Nichols as well as Niyota Uhura will never die. You know, she may not be here in the physical form, but her spirit will always resonate with us, and we get to celebrate her every year when we go to our favorite Comic-Con conventions and fan events and get to cosplay as her, and obviously seeing future films that represent her character. So she continues to live on in our hearts.
And I love what Ellen said from Manhattan. One of the things about the character was how William Shatner's character treated her with enormous respect. Ellen, thank you for that comment. And Jamie Broadnax, Black Girl Nerds, check out the podcast, follow her on Twitter. Thank you so much. It's really nice to meet you. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you, Allison. Take care.
And that is all of it. Love that. It's all of it for today. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate Lieutenant Uhura. We'll meet you next time.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.